is Sarah Paige Gruber.
And Jessica Wilson.
And we are two wild and crafty girls.
The podcast.
Yay, we're back. What is this? Episode, is this episode 4?
This is episode number 4.
Yay. Number four. Awesome. Oh my goodness. So much to share.
I know, it's gone so quick, too, already. Isn't it so crazy already? The fourth one. Hi, bud.
Mm-hmm. I feel like so we have, like, lived a whole life between episode 1 and episode 4.
I know. Seriously. Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so my gosh.
What's new?
Oh, so many things are new. We attended our Faster Horses music festival that we always do, Aaron and I. So that was fun. The only sad part was that we had to miss the boys' last lacrosse tournament. So I know, like, it happened to be Easton's best tournament, which I have a little story. He's young and new, and he is who he is. So that makes him fun to watch. But he's lucky to, like, score during a game. He may have scored, I don't know, 5 or 6 goals all season, which is decent, right? It's decent.
Yeah, it is. That's awesome.
But he's not, like, a super scorer at all. Well, on Sunday, they're in the semifinals. They're, like, playing to move on to the championship game. They are losing 3-0. And I'm over here so sad. I'm like, oh. And all of a sudden, my friend texts me, and she's like, Easton just scored a goal. And I'm
Easton.
But they're still down 3-1. 5 minutes later, Easton just scored another goal. Now they're 3-2. I know. So now they're 3-2. And I'm like, wait a minute. They're losing. They only have 2 points, and they're both from Easton. I was like, holy heck, he has to be. I'm like, did he do the corn cob?
Or is that what he does?
Or did he do the gritty? Like, I don't know, because he's
the gritty. That's my area.
I know, he is a celebrator. Or did he just do the, like, yes, you know,
that's like
the strong man.
Thing.
The strong man. Oh, he does the strong man a lot.
Yeah.
But last time we were watching and he scored a goal, he took his lacrosse stick in front of his face and did like a corn cob, like. And I've never seen this before, but it was hilarious. And everybody on the sideline is like, did he just do the corn cob? I'm like, is that a thing? I had no idea. It might be a thing. I might have to Google that. I really don't know.
Oh my God.
Then about 10 minutes later, I get a text from my friend going, they just pulled this game out of their butts. They just won 6-5. I was like, right on. Like, Easton got him going, and they were able to win and move on to the championship game, which they lost by 1 point. But
it was,
I know. So they're runners up. It's fine. But literally, that was like his best tournament, and we weren't there to see it.
Oh,
I know. But
you know what? That happened with us when we were playing basketball too.
Yeah, I know. It is. It is what it is. And Ryan, well, you know, we get to see him all the time, but
yeah.
You'll get to see him.
Yes, I can't wait. I'm so
excited.
Less
than 2 weeks. Yes.
I know.
He's going to attend a PLL. That's the Premier Lacrosse League. It's the professional league. Camp. And so I know they're putting on a camp out in Philly by Jessica's house. So we are driving road trip, Ryan and I and my girlfriend and her son. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be such a blast. We're going to have some fun. And of course, we're going to do a podcast here.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, and then I'll finish up with mine and then you can do your recap.
Yes.
This week, you know, lacrosse ended. And so Easton had football camp.
I was hoping you were going to talk about that.
Yeah, he had football camp, so Monday was his first day, and he does it every year, and it's awesome. It's like from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and they're out on the big football field at the stadium, and they do, you know, part of this is playing flag games, and he's like, Mom, it's going to be our three-peat year. He's been on the championship team through this camp both years that he's done it. This is his third year. He's like, I'm ready. day two, and I kind of feel like I'm a little bit psychic in a way, because this happens to me all the time. Like, I think of something, and then it happens. And so I have to back up. The night before, so it's Monday night, I'm thinking in bed, I'm like, oh, man, we've really, like, our family has really lucked out with, like, breaking bones and stitches and all that kind of stuff. Like, we haven't had too many accidents. Like, that's pretty good. I mean,
Emma broke for you.
Yeah, I just did. Emma broke a toe once dancing, like, at dance rehearsal, literally, my one kid. She broke a toe at dance. That's it, you know, and Ryan's had, like, they've had to have, like, butterfly. Oh, Ryan had a staple in his head. You know, like, little things. Not that.
Yeah, it's because Aaron has taken on the brunt of it, I think.
Right. Okay.
That's why.
Yes, gets injured a lot.
Yes, he does.
So I was reminiscent on Tuesday. You know, I was chatting with you, and I had forgotten Easton. And he has to get picked up at 2, but it's a new time for me because I set alarms for everything. And I should have set an alarm for 1:45 to go get him, and I didn't. And Aaron comes into my office, and I'm on a Zoom with Jessica, and he goes, you going to get Easton? And I was, shoot, except I didn't say that. It was 1:58. It takes a good 5-10 minutes to get to the school. So there we go. And then in my head, I'm remembering when Ryan was this age. I showed up one day, and one of the coaches had him, and he was walking him over, and he's like he got hurt, but he was fine. It wasn't a big deal, whatever. And I was reminiscent of that. I'm like, oh man, you know, like, don't need a replay of that is what I was thinking.
Right.
All of a sudden, I'm still on Zoom with Jessica, and Easton comes down, and he's crying, and this kid doesn't cry, just so you know. Right. He gets hurt, and he gets up, dusts himself off, and he's like, I'm okay. He doesn't cry. He came down, and he's like, Mom, and he's crying, and he's like, I'm pretty sure I have a broken finger. And I'm like, okay, he's also a little exaggerative, right? Like, he'll, like, exaggerate for sure. He's like, Mom, somebody almost decapitated me. I'm like, what? No. So he shows me his finger, and I was like, oh, crap. I'm pretty sure that's broken. And I was like, you guys, we got to go take him in. Like, I'm thinking he broke his finger.
You were like, I got to go. His finger's definitely broken. And yeah, that was
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I ended my Zoom. We went. And sure enough, he broke his finger. What happened was, like, it wasn't even like, I'm thinking he fell on it, weirdly. They were playing flag football. And he was grabbing a flag, you know. And his finger got stuck in the other kid's flag belt. Like,
God, stop.
I know. I'm sorry. She's going to get sick.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear about that.
Okay, we're going to stop. We're going to stop talking about it. But that is
I can picture it. Oh, I can picture it. Oh, God. I know. You know that hurt, too. Oh, mm-hmm. Easton. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I know. We didn't get to look at the x-ray, but the doctor showed up, like, told us where it was, like, right under the knuckle. He's like, it's right at that growth plate. So we do have to go see ortho, and we got a call from them today. They scheduled us for Tuesday, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to wait that long. So I was going to try to call around and see if I could get him in today or tomorrow, but somewhere else. But we'll see.
Yikes. We'll see.
Yeah. In the meantime, he's got it splinted and taped to another. I mean, and that's pretty much all they do, unless there's something bad with it.
Yeah.
So that has been my last couple weeks.
Your last four days. 8 days, 6 days, something like that. Because we are a day later than when we normally do it.
Yes, we are.
Yesterday I was chock full of meetings. So
me too.
Yeah.
Yesterday was kind of crazy.
It was crazy. In a good way though. Well, let's see. My catch up is actually.
The big event.
It was the culmination of everything. Like, it was the officially done. It was Little Brand's graduation party, his high school graduation party. So yeah, needless
was
to say.
Was it awesome?
It was amazingly hot. It was crazy hot. It was insanely hot. My house literally was
probably 90 degrees. I'm not even exaggerating. It was so hot. We were digging fans out that we could find. I'm trying to get people out of the house to go outside to try to cool it off. But I mean, even the cake, like, we had everything, like, out, like, so, like, everybody, like, if they wanted to come and have some cake or whatever, like, even the cake was melting off of the thing. Like, we had to take the cake, put it back in the fridge. Like, it was so dang
hot. Wow.
Yeah. But, it wound up being so good. There's a lot of people that came, which is awesome. I'm gonna be honest with you. And this is pretty shameful, but it's because the way our week has been and because we were so tired. Brian hasn't even opened his cards yet because we wanted to open them with him.
So we
could see, like, look, you know, we want to make sure, like, okay, this came from this person because
you gotta
want
document,
him to write
it down.
Yeah, write down. And you also want to make a card personal, like, personalize the card. So we wanted to make sure we did it together with him. And honestly, because we have been running every day and it's like, Brian works now. Like, he is exhausted. We didn't even open them. We didn't even open them yet. So
I think that's more normal than you.
About it.
Yeah, I think that's pretty normal. I mean, sometimes you have time that night, but you don't always.
Oh my God! Yeah, we didn't do anything. We were up hanging out. Like, his friends came over. The kids came later on in the evening, and of course, you know, there's a few situations I had to take care of. It wouldn't be a Wilson party if there wasn't.
No.
So I had to take care of a few situations, and it was just, you know, it was finally a chance for me to relax by the end of the night. We had so much food. We had so many drinks. We had so many people. It was, like, such a great time.
Yeah.
And like I said, Brian had a great time. He was hanging out with friends. And then literally at the end, like, something, like, made me snap to and say, oh, we really have no choice but to clean up tonight because we're supposed to get rain in the middle of the night. It was really bad rain, like big time.
Yeah,
bad,
no,
so.
We did too. We had storms Saturday night too.
It was pretty rotten. And, so we were like, okay, so we were up till about 3 o'clock in the morning, cleaning up, like getting the things outside done.
I know. So I think you messaged me. It was like 2:37. And you're like, we're finally done.
Yes. Finally done. And, then my mom calls me at like 8:30 in the morning, and she's like, just FYI, we're under a tornado watch. I don't know if you're sleeping in, but you should probably get up. And I'm like, great. So, of course, the one thing we didn't take down was the tent, and that was the reason why she called me.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, we have to get up and take the darn tent down. We were so mad. And it was pouring rain, taking the tent down.
Gosh.
So I was like, all right, well, I might as well do the inside now. So got up, did the inside of the house. Because I wanted to, you know, clean it again, so that way it was all done.
Mm-hmm.
And then by, like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I was officially done, and then I was done. Like, I got on the couch, and I didn't move.
Wow. That's awesome.
I was just exhausted.
That's a good feeling. I know.
Oh, yeah. It totally
was. You work so hard, and then let me just sit for a minute, and you sit all day. All the rest of the day.
I can honestly tell you, I can't tell you the last time I did that. So to be able to do that was great.
I did it on Mother's Day after Mega Meet.
Oh, yeah. That may have been the last time I did that. Mother's Day after Mega Meet, the last time me and you did it. So last year.
I was like, all I want for Mother's Day is to sit here and do nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing at all.
Yep.
Aaron made me breakfast. Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, that's awesome. I did that. I'm like, I wanted to keep everything together because then Brand reminded me, he's like, oh yeah, don't forget Cheryl and Ryan are coming this week. And I'm like, yikes, I forgot all about that. So it's like, oh my gosh, like we're going from having, having the big party and then we're leaving to the shore for the weekend.
That's awesome.
Which it stinks because I feel bad that Brand can't go because he has to work. Like he can't get off. So he's going to stay with my parents, and we'll be taking Eddie Boy as soon as we're done doing this. So that way he can drive non-distracted. We'll drop Eddie off. And then when he gets done, he's just going to swing by here, grab his stuff that we have packed up for him, and then he's going to go to my parents, and we're going to go meet up with
him.
They're already on their way down.
I have news for you.
Yeah?
This is the beginning of the end.
Oh, don't say that.
It's so hard to like look at, like every time we're like planning a trip or a vacation, it's so hard to like invite the girls. You know they're going to say they can't come. They're working or they're this or they're that. I know. It's so sad. So that's why. No, I mean, and he still lives. You're with him, right?
Right.
But this is just the beginning of that, like, that he can't come. And here it is. Here's the reality sets in. And, oh, I have just, like, had a hard time of that. Like, I'm like, but why? But don't you just want to? Like, in my head, like, why would you not want to, like, drop everything and come?
I know. Like, why would you want to? Why?
I know. I'm like.
I'm a blast.
I'm the best, right? Like, there's no reason why you wouldn't want to come with us.
I know. Crap. Like, you should always want to hang out with mom and dad. I mean, I don't know about dad, but mom, for sure. I'm cool.
Mom, for sure, is, like, the coolest person in the world. So, so it's been a reality check for me that even what's sad is when we're snapping, like, we'll always, like, with the boys, we'll be snapping, like, little family pictures. Let's get a picture of this, right? And then we'll snap a little picture. And then I see it, and I'm like, oh, it's so cute. I want to make it my background cover for whatever. And then I'm like, the girls aren't there.
Right.
So, like, all the day-to-day things, all of our picture, the girls aren't there. And it really becomes this, like, sad realization that they're moving towards their own, like, family, you know, like.
Yes, yes, because, I know.
And so then I think of my mom and how many times I've, like, blown off stuff like that. And I'm like, I get it now. I get it.
Yes, same with my mom. Things, like, that they want to do, like, and I'm like, and you know, like, I had a really hard time over the summer, like, with saying, like, oh, my gosh, I'm too busy. I can't do something. Like, you know, I had a situation. And I'm really trying to be better at that. Like, I need to stop saying that, like, I'm not too busy for anything. Like, I can find time. Even if it's 15, 20 minutes, a half hour, I will squeeze it in from now on. So, like, I was chatting with my mom earlier, and she's like, I really want to go to Ponzio's. And I'm like, okay, well, we can't do it this weekend, but I promise you it will be next weekend then. I will get you there. Like, we'll do it. Because, you know. It is. I get it. Like, I understand what she went through with me and my brother, because now I feel like I'm starting to do that with Bob.
Yep, you are. I know. It's a sad. But you guys are going down the shore this weekend.
I know.
So that's
I know.
Fun. That's super fun. And we're getting ready to come see you in, like, a week and a half.
I know.
I should probably start packing, honestly.
Okay, let's talk
about
this. We just
got the packing list for Ryan. Because he's going to stay in the dorms. And I'm like, we have stuff.
Wait, the fact that you're staying in a dorm. Wait, you have to stop that right now. Like,
Well,
am I all packed?
His birthday is Monday. And we're coming. Yeah, his birthday is Monday. He'll be 14.
And wait, when are you coming?
The following Sunday.
Okay, so we'll just do a late birthday for him.
Absolutely. We'll totally do a late birthday. On Sunday. Yeah.
Yes, of course.
So you're leaving in like an hour and a half. Are you ready? Are you packed?
Well, I have. I myself am packed.
Oh, okay.
Eddie is packed. Little Bran is not. I have stuff in the dryer.
Okay, can I tell you how? Why is it always the mom who has
always
to pack for herself, number one, and everybody else?
Because we run the house. Because we know what happens.
And that's just going to say, I'm just going to say this, because I say this to Aaron every time we're packing. He's like, I'm going to throw two pair of shorts. And I'm like, oh, which three polos are you going to bring? What two t-shirts are you going to bring? Like, whoop-dee-doo.
Well, I already know one t-shirt he's bringing. Actually, Aaron, I know both t-shirts.
Aaron, I know. He's always bringing his...
The t-shirt. Monkey t-shirts and the Samalut, what's it? The Kamalutra.
Lama Lutra.
Lama Sutra. That's it.
But he has upgraded his dad bod shirt. So that shirt that he has, it says something.
Oh, the dad
like,
bod. Yes.
It says it's not a dad bod. It's a father figure.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And,
yes.
And, that is so freaking popular. Oh. I cannot. He gets so many fist bumps. Like, all weekend at Faster Horses, we're like, how many fist bumps? He got one fist bump for his, like, Miller High Life shirt. Then the next day, he wore father figure, and he got, like, 8 fist bumps. Okay?
What?
So, okay. So, he literally is, you know, getting fist bumps, like, oh, dude, cool t-shirt, you know? Day three. I'm afraid, well, you should know exactly what shirt it was because
I
think
know
it
exactly
was a gift
which
from
one.
You. It was a gift from you.
Wait. Is it the Wait, which one did
Pound.
I Pound? Pound Town. Yes. So
where has the shirt? He probably
Most
got
fist bumps.
Yeah, he probably got 65 yes! fist bumps, but he was walking to fill up his water bottle or something or go to the bathroom. And he walked past four, like, state troopers in a row because they, like, the police are present. And the last one goes, dude, I like your shirt. And, like, puts his hand, he's like, and he goes, eh. He's like, right on. And he goes, and thank you for your service. And then he walked down the aisle and he did that. I'm like, you're such a dork. You literally are like an attention whore.
I love it.
Everything he does is planned. Yeah. So his packing is easy. Which attention getting shirt am I going to wear? What color?
Wait a second. I
got to
stop you because now this is going to go a whole nother way for me because you know I love t-shirt. You know I love graphic tees.
I think Jessica
like yesterday,
may be an attention whore too.
I am an attention whore. We know this. Like yesterday,
so you and Aaron.
We literally are like. I swear we were, like, separated at birth. We had to be separated at birth.
So, just to put it in perspective, I want to look good. Like, I want to look nice, but I don't need anyone to, like, point it out because that embarrasses me. So, I do it because I just want to feel comfortable. You right. all do it because you want people to notice and be like, ah, look at that shirt. Oh, my God, I love your shirt. Oh, blah, blah.
I just want it because I want people to laugh. Like, I want people to see the shirt and be like, oh, my God, that's a good shirt. Like, that shirt makes me laugh.
I'm
like,
sure
I want to put a smile on someone's face.
I'm sure that's what Aaron would say, too.
Yes. Like, I love – okay, first of all, you do it to put a smile on your face because what about them earrings, girlfriend? You wear earrings.
I do.
Everybody I, like, always well, comment on.
But here's this – like, I – dress myself up to
right?
look good so that I feel like, okay, I have confidence. I feel like I look good. If you notice, right. like, I thank you and I appreciate that you notice,
yes.
but then at the same time, I, like, get embarrassed about that just because I was pointed out, right?
Right,
like,
I get it, yes.
Remember, my whole life, my job is to fit in.
Right, I know.
Not to stand out.
I know, I feel you,
believe me. Do not give me blue hair. Do not give me a shirt that everyone's going to be like, oh, my God, nice, you know, like.
Well, see, I feel like if they are fist bumping me for my shirt, they're not looking at other things. And that's why I always wanted something that's funny. I'd rather you laugh with me than at me.
Oh, God, I just want to.
See, that's the way I looked at it.
I just want to, like, blend in. I want to blend in and look nice. Like, I don't want to look bad. I just want to blend in and.
Well, because, you know,
I just want to be accepted by all the people.
I feel you. And because people are, you know, there are people out there that just are, we'll call them keyboard warriors, that just love to hide behind a keyboard and a screen name. And they love to just go and prey on people's vulnerabilities. Yes.
I know. I have had to block so many people.
I know. Same. This week alone.
And they're the ones sitting back there probably – pathetic little losers that they are needing to make themselves feel better.
Correct. Agreed. But you know what? Because of those people, they're the ones that make other people where it's like, you know what? You should feel good about yourself. You should be happy to do the things.
But
that makes you have an insecurity. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's why I am. Like, I
would
prefer people to laugh with me than at me.
Our insecurities come from external sources. It's
correct.
Not like you're not born insecure. And so you learn, like, you learn to cope, even, like, as a little kid, the older you are, you know, like, you just learn to cope with all of those insecurities. And so that's, I've learned how to do it my way. You learned how to do it your way. And honestly, Aaron probably learned how to do it his way.
Absolutely.
And that's what it is. I mean, we're all, like, the three of us are outgoing people. Like, we're extroverted, outgoing. But in different ways.
Correct.
And... we don't like, I'm not going to go crawl in a hole and I'm not going to, like, get freaked out if I had to, like, talk on stage or, you know, I'm comfortable being in front of people. I just, when it's on the spot, I get a little nervous, you know. Like,
oh, God,
someone...
yeah. I feel like I could puke in a second if I'm on the spot.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, like, if someone randomly came up and like, oh, my God, look at her, whatever she's wearing and blah,
right.
blah, blah. And
right.
Yeah, it's just weird.
No, you know
but
what's
it
weird,
does,
too?
At
like...
the same time, it embarrasses me, but then it makes me feel good after they leave. After they leave. Like, after it's gone, the moment's over, then I'm like, oh, that was nice.
Yeah.
But
see,
but
I always
the
feel
moment,
weird.
I'm like, oh, red-faced and, like, embarrassed.
Yeah, I don't ever get the... That was nice. I always feel weird. Like, I never get that way. Like, I'm always like, I don't understand why they think that. Like, I don't understand why someone would be nice to me. Like,
so
because
that
of
is
that.
Bad. That is
I
like,
know, but that's, you have to understand, I grew up,
I
like
know,
you said.
I know, but
where
you
just wanted to be part of status quo,
yeah,
where you didn't want to be the one that was by themselves and hung out with the shadow.
I know, but you are.
You didn't want to be the made fun of. You
so,
know?
Like, when I think of you and, like, how to describe you,
oh,
you
gee,
are like,
hear.
Listen, you are like the most giving, die hardest, right? Like supporter of everyone else. You
well,
know what
I
I'm
try
saying?
To.
Like, well, that's what I see you. I'm like, how could you not feel like people would like respect that and like want to give that back to you?
Because I never,
like, why would
I never
people
had
like
it.
You are, but you do have it now. Like you.
But I didn't have it before. So it's hard to understand that you should get it.
You
and I, that's why I've always given it because I never did have it.
So unconditionally. I could be like, I don't know. And this isn't really happened, but I could be like, so mad at you and blah, 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 blah. And you would still be like, well, Sarah, let's figure out how to fix it. And like,
well, I
know,
wouldn't be
nice.
I'd be like, you're stuck
no.
with me, bitch. That's what I
yeah,
would say.
No, I know. I mean, this has never, it's not happened, but I'm like, oh my gosh. No, you're, oh. Yeah. And I'm
that's very nice of you to say.
I'm super different. Like, my brain is very, like, I just, work differently.
No, you're
and
just
I,
very methodical and you always look for the solution.
Yeah,
like
right.
you're
very
solution driven and I love
analytic.
That about you.
Like I'm analytic and I like analyze situations yep. and I look three steps ahead because
yep.
that is what I was taught to do so
yes.
that I and here's why. I cannot handle being in an uncomfortable situation.
Yes.
And so every decision I make, I have to think what will happen if I do this? Prime example, what will happen if I jump off a big boat in the ocean? Well, I might get a little scared. I might get a little scared. I might get cold. I might have a lot of fun, right? Okay, so
right.
Like, these are things I could possibly get eaten by a shark.
It might be like, plankton.
Or plankton or whatever. So
yes.
Most of the time... I wouldn't think, well, how am I going to get back on the dang boat?
Right.
Okay. I wouldn't worry about that because if people are jumping off a boat, they can get back on the boat.
Right.
Unless the ladder's broken.
Which cracks me up because you have the world's longest legs and you are insanely flexible.
I am. And by putting my leg up on the... So when I almost died in the ocean last year...
And by almost died, she didn't.
I
not
almost
even close.
Died in the ocean last year.
And we were
and
in the ocean.
And
we were in like a river or something.
Held Jessica's hand, jumping in the ocean. It was like the best day ever. And then
yes,
when
it was
time to come back on the boat, the ladder's broken. So there was only one step. And the one, now, you know that I am almost 6 foot tall. And
yes.
that. My legs are long, and the one ladder rung is, like, at the top of the boat.
Right. It was. It was
and,
the very first
mm-hmm.
freaking
and
rung.
So, and it's under the deck. So it's not, like, on the edge of the
yeah,
deck.
Yeah, it was weird.
It
like,
was,
went, like,
it
this.
It was under the deck.
So, like,
so
if this was the
there,
boat, it went
I'm
like
telling
this.
You, there is at least 6 to 12 inches of deck where you had to put your foot, and then you had to, like, swarm your way around
yeah,
and over
it was
top
like a hook.
Of. There was a lip. So it
yeah.
was
it weird.
Was not, okay, I have no upper body strength. I do have leg strength. But
you have legs for days.
But I have no upper body strength whatsoever. I am very weak in my arms. So pulling myself up is not a thing. Pulling myself up when I'm wet and grabbing someone's hand when I'm wet is not a thing. Also, I'm not lightweight. So looking at people who are trying to help me pull, I'm like, you're never going to pull me up. Like, I wouldn't even try. Like, I wouldn't even give you my hand.
But if you didn't, if you weren't in panic mode, yes, we would have.
So I, you were panicking. I was 100% having a panic attack in the ocean.
Yes, you were.
There were lots of animals there. And I'm going to tell you, 15 minutes, stop.
By 15 minutes, stop.
15 minutes after I got on this boat and we took off to go home, a giant bajillion ton whale jumped right out of the space where we were just swimming. And I'm, that's not a lie. And Jessica will tell you.
No, you're right. You're right. There was a whale.
There were big animals under our feet. Correct. So I'm in full panic mode. I almost die. I can't get out. People are helping me from the top. People are helping me from the bottom. I'm swearing. Every word out of my mouth is swear
words. Actually, you didn't. You really didn't. You really didn't.
I did to Sean and to Sarah. So Sarah and Sean were in the ocean helping me get up, like giving me a boost.
Yes. Yes.
And
okay.
And they didn't understand how flexible I am.
Right.
So I'm like leaning up on this deck when they're so here's what I couldn't do, because my legs are too long and they're too straight. Like they don't bend. I couldn't put my feet in the ladder and push myself around the edge of the boat. Like it just didn't work. My knees, like I had two knee injuries and they're just not as strong as they used to be. So I couldn't do it. But what I could do is like prop myself up and then literally just lift my leg and like get it onto the boat. Like I'm super flexible. So I'm like, you guys, just, I can't reach my leg onto the boat.
So
I'm like,
just put
it up there. I'm like, just push it. And they didn't want to hurt me. And I'm like,
right.
It's not gonna hurt. Just flipping, put my leg on the deck.
Right.
And they were like, okay. And they
I think I was trying to tell them, I'm like, she's super flexible. Yeah, like, but I don't think they were listening to me.
No, like I can do the splits. Just put my leg up and I will do the rest. Like I promise. And so they did. I literally, again, thought I was dying. Gonna die. Yeah. Like I'm gonna die. You're gonna have to tow me back with the rope. Like this is what I'm thinking is gonna happen. Cannot get back on this. And
What's funny?
This little 80-pound man is trying to like pull me
out
to the boat.
Hold on. What's funny is if literally I'm thinking back on this now. Now keep in mind there was an awful lot of alcohol involved in this, and what I'm thinking on now. Why did none of us even think to say, get this stupid wakeboard thingy, and have you go on that and then just roll off on it? Why did we not even think of that?
Rolled off it. I don't know.
What is wrong with us?
Listen, okay, so there was alcohol involved.
A lot of alcohol involved.
And I was really mad because Aaron is like my protector.
I was waiting for you to say that.
Aaron is my protector and he usually protects me from things like this.
Yes.
And if not, he's like super strong and he can help me always.
There's Brandon.
Yeah, there's Brandon. Speaking of super strong men.
Yes.
So
she said, there's Brandon. Speaking of super strong men.
So Aaron should have been my like protector and he should, like, I feel like he should have been like right there just helping me in, like calming me down. Mm-hmm. But he stepped back into the cab of the boat and let the two guys who were running the boat try to help me in, and they're strangers. And then, and then we had, I think, you and Ken, which I'm very comfortable with you two.
I feel like Ken was still, he was also stuck out in the water, wasn't he?
No, he was on because he actually
that's what
made,
he was on at that point.
He actually told people to go back in because I was so embarrassed of all the attention that I was getting because I was going to die in the ocean. And so I'm freaking, mind you guys, this was what, March?
I had just been
through a very traumatic, like I was having a lot of anxiety issues at that point in my life. So this was just like the worst
culmination. Wait a second, hold on. You do realize that we didn't even talk about that. This has to do with, like,
oh, yeah, this that could is your... be for another day.
Yeah, we'll talk about that another time. I was going to say, we never even talked about that. Yeah.
So I'm sitting here having this full-on panic attack, which I don't know that I've ever had one like this, but literally, I really did believe I was going to die. And I'm trying to get on this boat. Meanwhile, my leg was, like, cut to hell from the broken ladder. So when I get on board, I roll myself over.
Oh, yeah, the purple stuff.
I get up, my leg's on, I scooch over. I'm bawling my eyes out, like, hysterically. Ken is sitting there, like, laying there with me, comforting me. These little men, so the people who are doing the boat are, like, these very small men. I swear they weigh 80 pounds. And Aaron, like, when I, like, kind of got mad at Aaron and I was like, you should have been there. You should have been helping. He goes, Sarah, I couldn't do it. And he goes, and these 80-pound men have freakish strength. He goes, I don't know. He goes, they pulled me up. If they can pull me up, they can pull you up. And he's like, so I was trusting them, and Ken made me move back, so I didn't know that. But anyway, So I get there, and I'm laying there like, Sarah, you're bleeding. And I look down at my leg. I still have this massive, like, 4-inch scar on my leg.
Do you?
Yes, I do. It's like this.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, they're like, don't worry, we can fix it. And he goes and he gets this purple, bright
purple
stuff, and he just pours it all over my leg. And so now my leg is bleeding and purple.
I remember that stuff.
And I can't calm down. And our friend, Sarah, and I was just like, Sarah, I'm sorry I yelled at you. And she looked at me and she goes, you may want to call your doctor and maybe you could get on something for your anxiety. And I was like, she said it in, like, the nicest way, but acknowledging you're a holy mess.
I acknowledge you. Take care of it. Yes. I acknowledge you. Deal with it.
Holy buckets. Yeah.
We have to have her come on and talk about the fun, the not traumatic parts of that trip.
Oh my gosh. That trip was from last year and it was.
It was 2021.
No, it was 2021. It was 2022 because it was right after.
I thought that was in Hawaii. That was in Hawaii?
Hawaii was 2021. Dude, we have 2021 Hawaii trip. Yeah, that was Maui. 2022 was Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
That was the Mexico trip. Okay, my bad. That was the boat we rented.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. I forgot about that. That was the best one.
Except for that I almost died.
Yes, correct. That was the plankton trip. The plankton trip
was at night.
It wasn't that boat trip. It was the night part of it, but it was that trip.
We had two boat trips. So fun. Yeah, that's a whole. We're going to have to have our friend Sarah on. The three of us are going to have some fun together on a future podcast.
Yes, we'll have to have some adult beverages for that one, too.
Oh, my gosh. So
that'll be a Bart night, I feel like.
It can be. That'll
be a Bart beverage night. Yes.
It could be. Or
for reals.
Or
something else night, because we are definitely able to do that.
Right. And it would be, like, appropriate for that conversation.
Most definitely. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it should be.
So if you all struggle with anxiety, you know what I went through. And it's not as bad of a struggle these days, but I have my moments. I really have my moments. And that is why, Jessica said, that's why I'm methodical, because I look ahead and I don't want to be caught in a situation. I don't want to be caught in the rain without an umbrella. I don't want to be caught in quicksand. I don't want to be caught in the ocean and can't get back on the boat. So
there you go. And see, that's why I live my life where I'm always three steps behind and I'm like, and how do I make it in the rain without the umbrella?
You're like, I didn't think about it. Shoot. Oh, look at me. I'm on top of this mountain. How do I get back down?
I just throw Tessa off the mountain.
And
that's fine.
I want to do everything I possibly can to prepare for whatever situation comes.
Yes.
And then when my worst fear happens, at least I'm prepared for it. Or
Right.
I'm not, and I live through it because I have a good support system, and then I'm like, okay, it wasn't as bad as I thought. But the fear, the anxiety is the fear of not being able to get through a situation, and that's what I do. I fear.
And that's why everything. You're my friend, because you have that stuff taken care of, because I don't think to do things 10 steps ahead.
Nope.
But you do, and it's like, that's, I'm like, I bring the, when you're in the panic mode, I'm like, it's okay. We're going to be fine.
No,
don't
and I'm
worry.
Like, well, wait, well, wait. Well, I'm, no, I like literally my, I'm like, well, wait. Like, the, we got to wait. We got to think.
No, we'll be okay.
Are you sure? Wait, what?
We're not getting human trafficked. We're fine. I mean, that's a terrible thing. I probably shouldn't have said that, but you know what I mean. Like,
right. Yeah.
I remember know. Like, uh-huh. I was like, don't uh-huh. worry. We're okay. We're safe. I worked with this stuff. I know we're okay. Mm-hmm. We're okay. Yeah. That was a terrible thing. I didn't mean to say it that way, but you know what I mean.
No. Yeah. It's all right. We're not really joking. We're like,
yes,
literally
but well, I will say, I'm going to say this real quick. Sound of Freedom, go see it. If you need to learn about it, totally. I should have said that as a recap. We did see it the other day. Some people may not. I know there's very mixed reviews on, like, the actor, per se, in the movie. Listen, what I'm going to tell you is what the movie represents itself.
The message.
Educate yourself on the message.
I want to go see it.
Do what you have to do, prepare, like, especially educating your kids, doing all the things. Mm-hmm. Like, that was my prior life. My prior life was... I always wanted to be that person to help stop it. Like, I obviously wasn't on the front lines, no way, but I did help to on the back end in the financial mm-hmm. world and mm-hmm. helping to write the rules and establishing mm-hmm. the rules to help detect that stuff.
Wow.
That was something that I loved. That was my mm-hmm. dream job mm-hmm. Before I started working for myself. So go educate yourself. Go mm-hmm. and watch it. So like I said, it wasn't a joke to be made. It was something like, look, we were okay.
Right.
We were in the safe situation. So I wasn't making a joke about that. Just I want to make sure I put it out there because I don't want people thinking that that's what we were saying. Sorry. Totally
I'll
off the subject.
I'll have to go watch that movie and then we can talk about it maybe. I don't know.
Yes, definitely. Oh, my God, for sure. For sure.
I've heard lots of things, but again, we're not like movie watchers, so it takes effort for me to like, okay, I'm going to go watch a movie. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. No, that movie I definitely wanted to see. I was worried about it because you see all these things and you're like, oh my gosh, are they not going to do it? But we went to a theater and there was no problems whatsoever.
Okay.
We saw it. There was no issues with air condition. There was no air issues with the sound.
Uh-oh.
Where they're saying
see,
it was
I'm not even
sold
up
out.
On, I'm not even up on any like conspiracy anything mm-hmm. that's happened. Okay, so I just need to go watch it.
Yeah. We had no problems. We were all good, and the theater was packed, which is good.
Good. Yeah.
So yeah. Yep.
Awesome.
Yep. Wow. Totally went off on a tangent there.
That took a turn.
Like
yeah,
a big time turn.
Sometimes that happens, and that's fine. Cause
that is, you just went through a day in a life.
Yes. We can save that topic for another time.
I know, but I wanted to tell you, you just went through a day in a life of an unmedicated ADHD person. That's
why
my brain normally would work.
Oh, because your medicine is on back order right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Freaking unreal. Yeah. Yeah. And I packed my stuff for going away, my other stuff, so I didn't even take that. So, womp, womp, womp. I need to get stuff in me, like stat. I hope my doctor, like, hopefully she's getting
it's
me even generic or something.
Yeah. Do they have that?
I hope it does.
Yeah,
I hope
they
it
do.
Is, we'll say.
They do.
I know. I'm just generic. Hoping. Does he? Yes. Oh, good. Hopefully.
He has generic. Well, when we first went, they said... This guy was like, oh, we're out of stock on that, whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, can they
it's
check
like a
the other
country
pharmacies?
Shortage.
No. He didn't know what he was talking about because I asked Aaron, I didn't go. I would have asked all the questions. Listen, I would have, it's the mom in me. I would have asked all the questions. I'd be like, well, do you have it anywhere in the Meyer pharmacies? Yes or no. Do I need to go to a different, you know, whatever. Well, he didn't ask anything. When is it going to be that? He didn't ask any questions. She's like, oh, okay, and leaves. So I go, well, you need to ask these questions. She goes, fine, I'll get back in line. And I'm like, okay. So he gets back in line, and thank God he did because he got a different person, a girl this time. And mm-hmm. she was like, oh, we have that. It wasn't out of stock, and this guy's like, it's out of stock.
What?
So he didn't, like, I'm like, I'm glad he didn't, like, I'm glad he got back in line. He got another person, but you have to ask, like, you have to make sure.
Right.
Because someone might think, like Eason's is a 10 milligram. He might have looked at the name and been like, oh, that's out of stock. Well, maybe the 30 milligram was out of stock.
Right. And I'm on 60.
And the 10 milligram was still available. So I think that's what it was. And that would be hard for you to be like, you got to take six pills, six to the 10.
Yeah, that'd be rough.
I mean, you could do it, but.
I could. Listen, mm-hmm. I swallowed peas for a living. Every one of my veggies when I was little, peas, green beans, carrots.
Didn't you put them in the hole of the table?
I sure did in my picnic table. You, good job. You remember that story. I told you, I like within the last so many years, I don't know, 10 years or whatever, I confessed that to my parents.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So gross. So yeah. Gross.
Listen, I did what I had to do. I know. That's all I can tell you.
I would never.
Did what I had to do.
My parents made me eat mushrooms when I was a kid. I would have died. They never forced me. See, I don't eat mushrooms, but at least once or twice a month, my mom would make this most disgusting thing called chop suey.
Chop suey?
Yeah. And so this is what I thought all Chinese food was. It was rice. It was this nasty chop suey brown sauce with mushroom. I don't even know. It was vegetables and beef and like mushrooms.
Ugh.
And all that stuck out to me was like brown gravy mushrooms on rice.
Yes.
And then they would put those hard, crunchy noodles on
things.
Top.
Yes.
And I was like, I am not. This is the most disgusting meal. I will not eat it. And my dad is like, you are sitting there too. I'm like, I'm not eating it. I will eat the rice plain. So I would eat the rice plain and I would not eat the mushrooms. And she's like, it's good. Like, no, it's not. So I thought my whole life that was Chinese food. So my whole life, my whole life, I wouldn't eat Chinese food. And then I don't know who, I was in college, maybe high school, because we got a Chinese restaurant in our town. Happy Garden. And people would like get Chinese food. I'm like, I do not like Chinese food. They're like, how do you not like Chinese food? I'm like, ew, because I don't like mushrooms. And they're like, they're looking at me like,
I know, you like, really, Chinese food really doesn't have mushrooms, really.
Yeah. Unless it's like, yeah. So then somehow I learned that there was other food in Chinese cooking without mushrooms. I'm going to
God bless you.
Oh, I had to sneeze. Okay. So, yeah.
I know. Remember I sneezed like 9 times before we started? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I passed it off to you.
Mushrooms, like, I didn't like any seeds, so, like, sesame seeds or...
Oh, I don't like sesame seeds in it either.
I like
but
things
I do
now.
Love.
I like it now, but when I was...
You know I love my
no
broccoli.
Raisins and no
tomatoes. Oh, no. No.
I wouldn't eat tomatoes, raisins, or mushrooms, but now I will eat tomatoes, but I will not eat raisins or mushrooms.
I like tomato sauce, but I don't like tomatoes. I don't like mushrooms. I don't like raisins. I do love broccoli now that I've grown up as an adult. Oh, God, I love
broccoli.
Broccoli
is very good.
Love it. Especially... broccoli
roasted.
And garlic sauce.
Oh,
I love roasted broccoli. I love sauteed broccoli with garlic and olive oil. How the hell are we going on such a tangent,
this
by the way?
This is because we're both, like, I'm not an ADHD, like, diagnosed. But we're both unmedicated, probably ADHD people. Mm-hmm. And every conversation that we have will have 17 tangents, 12 stories.
Correct.
And we will never finish the initial conversation that we started.
Ever once.
And then we'll call each other back an hour later and go, hey,
we
never finished talking about blah, 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 which is the reason why I called in the first place.
Remember we said this? Yeah, we never talked about it.
Yeah, that's why. That's what we are.
All the time.
If you can follow our thought process, you should be our friend.
Yes.
If you're struggling right now, it's probably what most of America is doing.
Like, yeah, you're also probably right there on topic.
And you're probably obsessing over the 3 conversations that we never finished that we started.
Yes.
You're like, wait, what happened? And you're like, why can't I ask you a question? Because
yes,
it's a
correct.
Podcast.
Yes, correct. But you can ask a question.
I mean, you can. You can.
Or email in.
Yeah.
All what's that phone?
You have to do
where's our
is
phone?
Call.
Where's my book?
Hold
I got
on,
the number.
I got the
269-297-0080. Look at me being prepared.
I know. I got it, too. I got it, too.
Yes.
We have a matching notebook. What does your notebook say on the cover?
It says
notebook.
Shut up! So does mine!
Oh, except yours is spiral bound and mine isn't.
Yeah, I only like the hard bound. Like,
I know, I do like
obsessive.
It too, but I think mine, I think I gave mine to probably Madison, I guess. I must have happened.
They're not back here. They're not back here, but I have a box of like extra empty ones. When I find something I like.
You buy a bunch?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm like that with pens.
Oh.
You love your stationery. I know you do.
I love my Le Pen. This is...
Oh, this that's a CTMH.
Well, yeah, but...
The journaling pen.
But it is. It's like a journaling pen.
Yes.
It is the best for writing.
Yep.
It is black, thick lines.
Yes.
And I order these by the dozen.
Yes.
I found them online, and I just it makes me so happy to write with a Le Pen.
I agree with you. Listen, agree with you.
Like,
you don't have to tell me twice,
I know.
Girl.
I'm like obsessed, but I also love colors. So then I was in search of, I need all the colors. In that same...
Wait, do they have colors in Le Pen?
So what I found were different. I found a little different that I actually love just as much. And I think these are a little different. It is felt tip, but it's super pointy.
Oh.
And
see,
so
I like the,
get them
the
in all
medium
the colors.
Point.
These are medium. Like point. These are called medium.
Oh, okay.
These are medium. They're 0.5.
Ooh, 0.5. That's the one I like.
And so it's got to have like that felt tip. And that's how I love. That's what I love. Because you've got like such a nice.
I love that.
I like medium. I don't like a fine. I'm not a dainty writer.
I am not a fine. I'm not a fine girl.
No, I'm not a fine girl.
Brandy is a fine girl. I'm not a fine girl.
I'm fine, but I'm not fine. Yeah.
Listen.
I need a medium.
You totally missed my joke.
Oh.
If anybody heard my joke.
Say it again.
You should tell me. I said, I'm not a fine girl. Brandy, she's a fine girl.
Oh,
and I went,
yes.
I got it. I'm here all day, folks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not, but you know.
Yeah. No. In fact, you got to go.
I know. I got to go. But that P.S. That's a Yacht Rock song. You should look it up.
I know. Okay. All right.
Okay.
So we got our email address out there.
No, we did. We two wild and crafty girls at gmail.com. Send
and
us
it's
in
all
some
spelled
ideas.
Out in words. There's no shortcuts. There's
no ampersands.
No numbers.
None of that.
It's just two wild and crafty girls all spelled out.
Yeah.
We want you to work to get.
We sure do.
That. Yeah.
Work to get to us.
All right.
And listen on Podbean. Guys, listen on Podbean.
Yes.
That's the best way to do it. Don't
subscribe.
Don't go to the other places.
Yeah.
Subscribe and listen on there.
Subscribe to us on Podbean. It's the easiest.
Yes.
Right now, Apple's being wah-wah with us.
Yes.
And so it's hard. But we are everywhere else except for Apple right now.
Yeah.
And Podbean is the best because that's directly from our host site.
Correct.
Yeah, man. All right.
Yep,
well,
yep.
it's been fun and it's been real.
Yes.
It's been real fun.
Yeah, real fun.
All right, real fun. So,
yeah.
All right, you guys, have an awesome week.
Yes.
We'll be back next week. Same time, same place.
Yes, and I am literally running out the door in 5 minutes.
Make sure that you follow our Facebook page and you can jump into our Hangout group. We got a group and you can actually watch the video of our podcast in that group if you care to see us and our antics. I don't know that
you can.
It's a cool place. But you can find that on our Facebook page, Two Wild and Crafty Girls.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, guys.
Do it.
Awesome sauce. Have an amazing week and we'll see ya.
All right, bye.
Bye.